The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, Mary, welcome, first of all.
Welcome.
We're both in green and white today.
Yes, we got that memo.
We got the... Not green and gold, green and white.
Right, yeah. Close.
Close enough, absolutely. We're still on a high after Kerry,
yeah.
Aren't we? How are you?
I'm wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Great stuff. And you're all festooned with the
new products, yeah.
Festooned with new products. Straight away, my eye is caught by that brush over there. And I'm going to just jump in straight away.
Oh, dear, please. That's 4 pages on.
I know that's 4 pages on, but I have to ask you straight away, what is that brush? Because speaking as someone with frizzy hair, my eye is drawn to it.
I see, this is what I wanted. I think after the mad sun we've had, you know, issues with hair and skin. So this is one that'll help, you know, straighten the hair out, and a lovely, some brushes as well, and kind of hair and beauty treatments for this. But this is a new hot tool. It's a new hot tool that's out there.
Oh, okay. Would you recommend it? Have you tried this?
Yes, I've tried this, and this is excellent, yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, and also the brush, which is a gorgeous girl called, it's called King, is the name of the fantastic brush set as well. And it's another Irish brand, because I love my Irish brands.
Okay, you do, in fairness. You're always mentioning Irish brands. Now, we're going to talk a little bit this month about, as you already mentioned, our skin after sun exposure. Now, we didn't get a huge amount of it, but a lot of people have been away, but we did get an amount of it. And I think that people went a bit mad last week for the few days, the shortest ever heat wave that we had. And I think they're feeling the after effects now.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are going on holidays as well. So it kind of all ties in together of kind of like a few little tips for kind of going away and for what has happened. But what I'm getting an awful lot of questions from people who are peeling very badly. And I suppose that intense heat that we had, and I suppose it actually depended on where you were in Kerry, but some places got an awful lot of real heat and people are getting an awful lot of irritations as well. People are getting rashes that they didn't have before and from the heat. And sometimes, like, if those little red bumps kind of come up all over your body, it can be just a heat rash. And it's kind of continue with your skincare. But if it does continue longer than a week, maybe to, you know, see your GP and just check out that it is just a heat rash. But like the psoriasis, eczema, things like that can all flare up with the humidity as well. But the peeling seems to be my biggest question of, like, what will I do with it? And I suppose the first thing you kind of think of is, will I exfoliate it? You know, like, really get that off. But the skin is actually healing. The skin is so clever of trying to looking after itself. The skin will stay peeled for at least 7 days until the actual skin has healed itself. So the big one is to moisturise like crazy and not to be, and I know this is so hard, it's like when you have a spot and you want to squeeze it. When your skin starts peeling it, you kind of want to tear it off. Yeah, but try not to. It's actually just putting a layer over your own skin so the skin underneath can actually heal. So the best thing you can actually do is hydrate, drink loads of water and keep the moisturising up. And even if it's only been, like, it hasn't even been like a week since we've had that extreme heat, if you're still peeling, don't worry about it. It'll happen. Try to avoid over exfoliation and try to avoid picking at it.
Okay.
Yeah,
would you recommend any particular moisturiser?
Yeah, no, there is loads of... I went into kind of the top 10 of After Sun products, and they're actually all called After Sun, so I don't have to do any other names for them all. But my favourite one has been the Eucerin. So Eucerin was one of the first companies ever that really kind of... I mean, they were the first company to find the hyaluronic acid and to put it into moisturisers. And they have brought up... Their After Sun is all about cellular repair. And I have never seen an After Sun work as good as this one. So I would say have the Eucerin in your house, because they're saying that maybe in August sometime we're going to have another blast of heat again. But it's really handy to have, because I know that we went through it like there was no tomorrow. For different areas, they got really badly burned for different people. And within a day, it had sorted the skin out so much. But I love Eucerin products. I love the research they do into it. But it's all about repairing the cells from the damage that's happened. And the big thing is that it's really cooling and really soothing on the skin when you do get sunburnt.
There's no particular scent from Eucerin products.
No, there isn't, yeah. But they're everything that they use, like they have a fabulous Aquaphor, which is really good for your lips as well. And I've always saying have the Aquaphor in your house as well, because it's really good for if you get burns or you get cuts or if you've kids or if you've got burns, if you're like a crazy with me with always burning my hands. It's great for healing the skin really fast.
What's
afterwards.
That called?
Aquaphor.
And it's by Eucerin.
Yeah, as well.
Another
one of their products, but their aftersun is really good. But anything with kind of aloe vera in it, so like there's Vaseline Intensive Care, Nux do a lovely one, Clarins do a lovely one, and they're all called aftersun. But it's handy to actually, I was delighted I had one in the press, because you actually forget about it. You think having all the right SPFs, and you think a moisturiser afterwards, but it's when your skin is that sensitive afterwards, you do need something to calm it and
calm
cool
it down. Actually, Mary, should you use aftersun only if you get burnt, or should you use it regardless?
Well, you can use it if you find your skin is just a bit more irritated, and it'll take that irritation, like that those little red bumps that a lot of people find that they come up with all the time in the heat. It's great for helping that take it down, but it's really keeping it moisturised more than anything else. But if it's burnt, always have an aftersun there. And if you're going on holidays, a lot of people are going August, September now, try to bring a good one with you, because it's really hard when you're abroad, maybe someplace, of finding names of things that are good, just to have that one with you. Just to
come back to what you were saying about the peeling skin, now without lecturing people, because everyone's sick of being lectured at, but if your skin is peeling, it's burnt and it's damaged. So try to avoid getting it to that level in the first place, I guess.
Yeah, we were coming down the car the last day and we were talking about somebody having a really lovely tan, and it was definitely a natural tan and it was fabulous. And there was people in the car saying, oh God, I'd love to be that colour. And I said, a tan skin is a damaged skin. So if you're naturally, that's always been the way, that if it is and it's beautiful and it looks amazing, but it is damaged, you know, that's your skin's way of reacting to it. So definitely using your SPF, using your fake tans. And even like what I was saying to somebody recently, I would have always, like, I mean, I can't preach to anybody because I loved the sun and loved the sunbeds. But definitely now we wouldn't have had the tans wouldn't have been as good back then as they are now. Whereas now there's so many out there that go on beautifully and as natural as a tan.
That said, though, is there anything worse than badly applied fake tan with the big marks here?
No, or the ankles.
The ankles.
And the knees.
And you're all brown down to there, and then you've these big white hands.
You know, and I think, like if we say on Thursday in Ireland, it's called Tanning Thursday. So it is people maybe not exfoliating the tan off and then reapplying. You know, I think that could be an awful issue with it. But there is definitely, like, and recently I have found a brush, like your foundation brush, is actually really good for doing your hands and around the knuckles and around the ankles as well. But the tan needs to come off completely before you reapply tan.
Okay,
that's my golden rule.
That's a good tip. Now, what else about sun damage and skin damage do you want to tell us, Mary?
So for a lot of people, just kind of like things, tips that you can have going forward for kind of for holidays and going away, is definitely have one of those little facial mists with you. Now, Avène do one. There's so many out there, but they're really good for hydrating the skin. And that's really what happens when the skin gets that dry and tight in the skin. And like even people were saying that their skin was clammy, you know, that because it was so humid and their skin just got tighter. So it's all about hydrating the skin. So when you're looking for your moisturiser and a body one, look for things with like vitamin C or anything that has hyaluronic is going to help keep that moisture in the skin. So it really is about moisturising, and places like the lips and the eyes can get burnt as well. So have something with you when you're going away. And look out for the travel sizes of all your normal products that you would take with you. Now, all the companies at the moment, I've been looking around, they're all doing the lovely little travel sizes to take with you. And what happens is people go on holidays and they don't take what they normally take, and they get stuff abroad, and then they find out they're having rashes and they're having reactions. So just look out for the travel sizes. Look out for even the body lotions. An awful lot of people have reactions to body lotions and soaps abroad that they mightn't have used before. So try to keep your own stuff. And if you can't get your own sizes, get the little travel, the little see-through plastic ones, and put your own ones into it. But nearly all the companies do them now.
They do, absolutely. Yeah. What about hair in the humidity? Because I don't know about the rest of you, my hair went completely bananas during the last couple of weeks. Like that episode of Friends with Monica and the frizz in Barbados.
Yeah.
My hair was kind of like that.
Yeah, no, I think we were coming home from some place one time, and I was her twin. Inside the airport, I was her actual twin. And I think I actually had straightened my hair beforehand, but like was just like a crazy woman walking around the airport. But humidity blockers are really good as well for keeping that in. And like even down to like if you're straightening your hair or anything, use the heat control with it. And I have my posting, and there's like using your good brushes as well. But it's really about trying to keep it, you know, like the humidity blockers are the secret for me.
Yeah.
Nearly all the companies will do a good humidity blocker as well. And one of the products, actually, I had girls raving about this, the K18, it's a hair mask. and it's a leave-in hair mask, but this is really good if you find your hair goes like that. But this is a new one on the market, and the last time we were talking about it, it sold out completely, but it's also a great one for kind of keeping that moisture in the hair.
Okay, and listener says, can you spell the product name for the after sun?
Oh, Eucerin.
Yeah, that's begin. It's Eucerin.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've used that myself, and it really is good. Eucerin. They have it in CH, don't
they? They have indeed. Yeah,
yeah.
And the Aquaphor is great for the lips as well. If I know that at one time I had been, and like have using your SPF on your lips is very, really important. I know one time I had got an awful reaction to the sun with lips, and if you ever have a reaction with the sun on your lips, you'll know like they swell like crazy, and it is so sore.
Great question, actually, in from a listener who wants to know, can you apply sunscreen on top of your fake tan on holidays?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, if you absolutely.
Do, it
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I often wondered about that because I was off last week and I was on the beach and I would have had my makeup on and my SPF and everything underneath the makeup.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, should I apply SPF on top of the makeup? Yeah. As well, yeah.
Well, the best thing to do, I suppose, when you get up in the morning is put on the SPF, you know. So a lot of people would have their tan done, and one of the tans I've actually been raving about at the moment for anybody who, if we hopefully get the sun back again, Bare by Vogue has brought up gorgeous facial tanners, and they're really handy to have. And there's hyaluronic in this facial tanner as well, and it comes in a light and a medium and a dark. And if you're going on the beach, it's lovely to put that on your face, because then you have a lovely colour on your face as it is, and then you can put on your SPF over it. But with your body, do the same. Like, put your SPF over all that you're tanning, and it'll still work.
Very good. All right, time to take a break, Mary, and I'm sure we'll have lots of questions for you, just to remind people. Call us on 0667123666. Mary is going to show us some of the new products she's brought into studio. Just to remind you as well, by the way, that this segment of the show will be available on Facebook tonight, so you can see myself and Mary in all our green and white glory tonight. And we'll take a quick break, as I said, and we'll be back with more beauty after these.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About, in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, Mary, another question for you in from a North Kerry caller. They ask, what would Mary suggest is the best moisturising neck cream for extremely sensitive skin? And the person adds that Avène doesn't do a neck
cream.
They
don't. Yeah. And you know, it's actually all the stronger neck creams would not be for sensitive skin, because they all would have some type of retinol in them. So there is actually no neck cream with like that is really strong that is for sensitive skin that I know on the market.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's an opening out there now for someone.
For somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody can recommend one if they came across it. You want to talk to us about mascaras, because you had an interesting query from somebody you met about mascaras.
Yeah, this lady was saying to me that she was after having, she got addicted to having her lashes done, and she said that after, you know, and I can agree, they're very, very addictive, but she found afterwards her own got really weak. So like a good serum. So she was looking for the best mascaras that were out there. And the one that has kind of has come on top of all the charts is the Lancome Idol. Has been the one that has just come out there from giving them the lift and to make them really strong. And they have their whole Genevieve range have a fabulous mascara as well. So Lancome came right up there with the top of all their mascaras, and Benefit then would have been number two. So it's about really, I suppose, looking after your lashes afterwards when they come out, and using a good serum to kind of make them strong again. And actually getting them tinted is lovely, because it'll actually put the tint back into the lashes, and then the mascara over them will work really well.
Yeah, and is it true that you kind of lose your lashes as you get older?
Yeah, and what an awful lot of a problem is not taking off the mascara when, you know, if you've been out in the night, and like I'd say a lot of people last night went to bed with mascara on.
Guilty. Yeah.
So it's like to have nearly have your own like eye makeup remover, because I find an awful lot of the cleansers are not eye makeup removers, so that if they do go into your eyes, they'll sting like crazy. And like, an awful lot of people were saying to me recently that the suntan lotions going into the eyes has created so much irritation with eyes as well. So they're not designed really to, you know, for like eye makeup, like cleansers, and some of the SPFs going into the eyes can sting like crazy. So it's being really careful with the eyes. To use a very gentle, because the area around that skin is so delicate, you need to have a specific eye makeup remover.
Is there one you'd recommend? Because there's a lot on the market.
I love the Lancome one. And I do
it's
not,
kind of blue in colour.
It's blue.
Yeah.
I do not work for Lancome, but I always like that one because I find it really gets it off without irritating it too much.
You don't have to rub too much.
Yeah, and anything that's going to be gentle with the eyes that isn't going to take it off. But they do weaken if you do leave the mascara on. So having a tint on your lashes will find you don't use as much mascara then. But then like removing it and just using your serum are my top tips for there.
Now you've lots of new products that
we've come to this one.
We'll
go back to the brush, right? Okay. So this one is, and actually one of the products I didn't even realise I had it with me, the Voodoo Hair Protector is, you know, for when you want that, don't want that frizz coming out. I've used this one and it's a lightweight and it's, you can use it on wet and dry hair, but that's great for...
Can you reach that to show it to the camera?
Yeah.
Voodoo.
Yeah.
Hair protector.
Yeah, and that's really good. And they do a whole lot of hair products as well. But like that, just before you kind of start using the heat products, but especially when if you're frizzy prone. But this one here, which I have used, the Hot Tool, this is now a new one. So it's called the Pro Signature One Stop Blow Dry Brush. It's really hard to say that. And what it is, it's a hair dryer with an oval design that helps for really good one step blow dry. But this is really good for volumizing the hair. So if you want that kind of, and that's really back in at the moment, that hair again. I actually think it was Elvis Presley and Priscilla with that kind of, you know, that extra bit of volume.
Bouffant almost.
Yes, almost. Yeah, if you want to kind of like that more volume in the hair, this one was really good.
So that's an actual hair dryer
As well as a brush, yeah. So it's a kind of a one-stop blow-dry brush. So you'll actually get your hair dried in it as well. And it fights against frizz and it's a faster, less damaging drying. So that's what's new about this. But the King's Brush, and I've been following this girl who is an Irish distributor. She does all sorts of brushes. Sorry, I'm going to lean across this one. And this one is called the Jewel. But these brushes are absolutely amazing. I've actually been following her story so much from the very beginning. Kira, the girl who was in charge of kind of all this, had her story of the gastric band from start to finish that I've been following her, and just her products are fabulous as well. And just, she's fascinating to follow.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's it. And another side.
Okay, what other new products
right,
have you?
So CeraVe, we've been talking about them before, that I absolutely love these products. But this is the first time that they've brought out a kind of an acne, kind of blemish skin. So they have a fabulous new cleanser, they have a retinol serum, and they have a blemish control gel. And like everything that they do really well. So they have the kind of the whole kit for anybody who's fine. And like people now at the moment, a lot of people are telling me they're finding their chests and their backs have broken out because of the sun, just have been irritated. So this would be ideal as well for using on backs and chests if it wasn't, you know, maybe it's not your skin that's being broken out, but a lovely range and very gentle and very safe as well.
A listener says she's very self-conscious about the lines around her mouth, particularly the lip area. Is there anything she can do to reduce the appearance of the lines?
Right. There is loads of treatments at the moment, and I was watching some place recently where they were saying before, they would say around the lip area would always have been associated with smokers from pursing the lips when you'd smoke, that they would always, you'd see the little lines around there. And now they're finding is people drinking water. You know, so it's the where you're kind of, you know, those little spouts that you're kind of pursing the lips, same action, except you're doing all the right things with drinking the water for there. But there's loads of treatments that you can have done. Like when it gets to the stage, if they're very deep, definitely you're gone beyond the creams and stuff at that stage. You're kind of talking maybe something like a laser treatment, or maybe like filler around that area. So you can do Botox on around that area very, very well as well. But filler is the one that kind of around that area, especially these little areas here. There's also a little, there's like, it's like a string that goes into the area and it can pull up by the lip area and it's behind here. So if they're very deep, you're talking about more kind of the surgical side of things, or kind of maybe the lasers. But if they're very light, you can just use, there's lovely lip creams. Dermalogica do a lovely lip cream for around that area that you can use to keep it nice and moist.
Listener says she's in her early 50s and she has creppy Mm-hmm. I think you know what you mean by that. Mm-hmm. What she means, crepey skin on her neck. Is there anything she can do to improve the look of it?
Yeah, so there's like now for a lady who has a sensitive neck, any of the creams with retinol in it will be really good for the creppiness in the skin. And I have none with me today. I always have little gadgets. Those rollers are really good as well for around the neck area for helping the circulation and tightening the muscles again. So it's like you're exercising the neck muscles again. A huge issue at the moment has been the mobile phones that we're all like down like this, where this area is not being, it's just kind of for a few hours every evening, we're kind of pushing down instead of being in a normal position. So it's about being conscious of, even if you are on your phone in the evening, of even keeping the phone up a little bit so that you're not, you know, you're not making that muscle go down. But any of the neck creams with retinol in it are absolutely brilliant, because they will help exfoliate and they'll help around there. But it is massaging the area as well. Another good treatment for there is you can have the Profilo. The Profilo is hyaluronic, where you can have it into that area. That's really good for there as well.
Very good. Now, you want to tell us about the milk fan, because this is a good one.
I was disgusted when I saw this today, and I'm dermatological, just because I'm from Kerry. I mean, I feel really, really sad that the milk van didn't come to my house this morning. But Dermalogica have brought out a new daily milk exfoliant, and I've always been a fan of their daily exfoliant, but this is their milk exfoliant. And all around Dublin today, all the bloggers and all the influencers, a milk van pulled up to all their houses and deliver them their one. No, didn't come to Kerry.
Didn't come to
Kerry.
That's a real gimmick, isn't it? It'll tell you the lengths they'll go to get publicity.
Absolutely. And they were all coming out in their lovely jammies, not like as if they didn't know they were coming. You know, makeup was perfect. Hair was gorgeous. But anyway, the product is a vegan milk powder exfoliant with oak and coconut in it. And it is, the Dermalogica are known for their exfoliants, but it's a beautiful, I'll have to give it to them, it is a lovely product.
Okay. Anything else to mention before we finish up, Mary?
Right, there is a Pathology, for anybody who's looking for nice little products to kind of take away. Pathology do a lovely area of kind of nice small little products, but they do a lovely thing called a Sunday Funday, where it's kind of your pamper kit on a Sunday to kind of get your skin back in, and you get all your little bits and pieces in it, but it lovely little products in that as well. And Idal, if we were talking about the mascara, they have a new fragrance as well in Lancome, which is absolutely beautiful. And Victor and Rolf also have a new fragrance, which is really nice. I'd say I like it, so I don't think you like it.
Okay, fair enough.
And Trilogy have brought out a new vitamin C night cream as well, which is absolutely beautiful. And a lovely one we have a load of people who are real L'Oreal fans. They're after bringing out a new Revitalift laser with retinol, and it is beautiful. So kind of all different price points there.
Okay, loads of new products on the market. Mary, we're going to have to let you go, but thank you for all of that. And again, to tell people that tonight on the Talk About Facebook page, you'll be able to see all these lovely products and see myself and Mary here in studio and get a feel for what we're talking about. And I have a feeling you'll all want to know more about that brush. Because women are constantly looking for the holy grail of the magic tool that will give them perfect hair. Mary, thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And anybody, anybody who has psoriasis issues, I'm going to be doing a live with Real Life Ireland tonight, all about psoriasis.
On your Facebook page. Okay, good advice there for anybody with that particular skin condition.